There's the full-time whistle. It's all over here at Croke Park. And for the first time in 10 years, Donegal are back in an All-Ireland semi-final. And it turned out to be a routine enough afternoon here in GAA headquarters for Donegal as Jim McGuinness returned to the last four of the championship. And it's finished 123 to 7, 18 points here in favour of Donegal. And I suppose when we look at it, Brendan, there was 3 points in it at half time, but Donegal were a lot better in the second half. And listen, they controlled that game throughout the latter period.
Listen, I would say, Jim wouldn't have been happy with certain aspects of the first half, and we mentioned that certainly around our tackling and maybe some of the energy that we put into the game. So certainly, as Louth came forward in that second half, There was much better defensive cover. You could see Donegal had set out their stall in terms of tackling the numbers and then breaking up the pitch. And there's just so much quality when Donegal went forward, and Louth couldn't contain it. And once Donegal got into that period where they went ahead, we spoke about it in the first half, how Donegal didn't kill them off. They did kill them off this time. A goal was always going to be a massive score. Louth never really looked like getting it. And once that goal of Owen Barnes went in, Donegal were in control and they were allowed to see the game out. So listen, 123 is a savage kicking going into a semi-final. Now, certainly sort of defence out in the second half as well, so a lot of positives going into the semi.
Okay, thanks to Brendan Devaney. Martin McHugh's back joining us as well. Martin, so you had a bit of questions about Donegal at half time. Were you happier with the second half performance?
Yeah, you have to be happier with the second half performance, but the thing about it is, and we scored 123, as Brendan said, but we conceded 18 points. Now you're playing a better team than Louth. Yeah, and you're not going to be at 18 points is too much to be given away. And a lot of them were silly mistakes. Now they will analyse and turn over. Maybe we were too casual. Even the two instances at the end, Caelan McColgan going forward getting blocked, and Hugh McFadden kicking the ball in the goalie's hands, like that kind of stuff. Down on the next day, the semi-final against Galway. Now, it's official. Donegal play Galway now. It doesn't matter who wins this game. So look at it's a. It's probably Galway will be favourites after beating the Dubs and being, but it's a good place to be. We're going into a semi-final. We talked about ticking boxes. That's another box ticked, and when we consider everything, it's great. And it's great to be in the semi-final, and fair play to the lads. And there were a lot of good performances. Michael Langan took a while to get into the game, but I thought he'd finished the game very well. Now their midfield tired the second half. Patrick Mogan got forward, put the player on the back foot, the corner forward, what he does. And Ryan Burns, he got forward, kicked a lot of good scores. I think that. We had a lot of good performances. It's good to see Aaron Doherty getting on the field. One thing I would love to see is we did get the goal, and we're lucky enough with the goal. It could have been given us a square ball. He was very close, Owen Band, to being in the square. I was watching him on the screen inside, but we didn't get any other goal chances, and there were times there even then just to finish off teams when you get half a chance to go for it and get the goal. But we did say before, and if you kick 23 points, suppose that normally wins matches. So Louth players are coming over to the supporters down here below them. We allowed them to stay in the game for a long time, but they're a credit to Louth, that a wee county that they under a fair bit of pressure there, Gaelic football and everything in Louth. So it's great, well done to Louth. Quarter final of the championship. Division 2 will be interesting next year, and I'm really looking forward to this next game. Yeah. I would not write Derry off. I was just chatting to Kerry people inside there, and they've only played Division 2 teams this year, Kerry, so wouldn't write them off, Oisín. I just think this will be a big game, and it's a great place to be. And what's great about it, Oisín, as we sit here, and Galway are going to be a massive test for us, but we're not playing an Ulster team in a semi-final. I think that's better. If Derry won here, they play Armagh in the Ulster semi-final. I just think it's better to not be playing an Ulster team from our own point of view. So, and Galway is a good footballing team, and it'll be a big game. They'll be coming under a lot of confidence and everything else, and they'll have the 2 weeks to get the lads fit and everything else. So probably Saturday or Sunday, depending on whatever happens now. But looking forward to it. We're in the semi-final, and that's since the first since 14, isn't that right?
Yeah,
first semi-final since McGuinness.
We've been trying a long time.
Yeah, since we've won Ulsters and everything else since that, and did everything else, and maybe beaten a lot of quarterfinals. So it's another hurdle over, and we look forward to it now. We're coming back here again, Oisín, and that's probably the great thing. Now people say we got the draw that every other team wanted, but you still have to beat them, and you have to say it wasn't a great performance, and that's the best way to go into a semi-final, off a reasonable performance but not great, where Galway are coming on off a big, very big performance, a big second half.
Yeah, we're going to try and get some reaction from the Donegal camp. Thanks to Martin McHugh, and thanks to Brendan Devaney as well. As Martin said, he's looking forward to this next game, because Kerry are taking on Derry in the last of the quarterfinals. I'm sure it's going to be a cracker. But what we do know is that Donegal will be playing Galway in the semi-finals. That is a fact, but Armagh are waiting now the winners of this next tie. Brendan, what are you expecting from this next game?
Listen, you know, I'm a half Galway man. My mum might be listening there, Oisin, and today. You know, listen, savage respect for this Galway side. They had such a tough league in terms of numbers and injuries, and they still have, they're like walking wounded. All their subs come in, contributed handsomely yesterday. I thought, you know, McDade and McCaffrey, the Dublin started the team, the top team, and they were too good for Galway. All other games have brought them on when they've needed it, and you've seen it. The finish of games is where the game is won and lost, and certainly Galway subs come on, made a big impact. I say McDade kicked three points off McCaffrey, you know, the way Fenton was taken out of the game. And really a lot of the things Galway did right was at the right times. You know, they never panicked. There's a lot of experience in this team, of course. All-Ireland final 2022, the guts of them players are still there. Walsh's performance was huge. He hasn't hardly played all year. Again, he's injured. Tierney's injured, and Comer still. So there's doubts over all their fitness in that ocean. But if they have all them all on the pitch, they just seem to be walking moon it. But they come up with the goods. And listen, Dublin were there to beat. Even the last opportunity Conor Killen had, he was almost at the D ocean. I mean, that's a simple strike. So they rolled their luck a small bit in the game. Dublin were certainly there to be beaten. So what hype they took out of that, Austin, would be interesting going into the semi-final. It's definitely a 50-50 game. You know, I thought for Donegal today, you know, they played reasonably well in the game. Both sides will fancy their chances of beating each other. Now with the Dubs gone, actually we're going to see Kerry playing. Anybody will think of who's left here today, they can win All Ireland.
Yeah. The other game that I was actually on about was this next one, Brendan. Kerry and Derry. Can Derry pull it off?
Actually, this has been the most remarkable story. I've been watching Derry, I've been at their games all year. You know, that Derry team I've seen being destroyed by Armagh, went down to Mayo, they hung on there and got a bit of confidence first half. This first half, normally, as I say, Austin, games are won in the second half. It's all about the finish. This game is different. If Kerry go at Derry early on and expose them and get about them, Derry are still a bit brittle. But if Derry can sit and stop this talented Kerry side, stop them from exposing them and grow into the game, much like Mayo, they have an opportunity here. Clifford isn't firing, Sean O'Shea's not firing, they're getting scores from all around the pitch. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out today, Oisin. But this is a fascinating one, but it's all about the Kerry energy, Derry energy. They scored 111 in the first half against Kerry in last year's semi-final. Can they produce something like that again? It would be amazing if they do, and another Ulster team through.
We'll wait to see. But from a Donegal perspective, we are back in an All-Ireland semi-final for the first time since 2014. They cruised through the second half against Louth to run out 123-18 point winners. Pádraig Mógán, as we expected, man of the match again, scoring 5 points today. We also had Owen Van Galler chipping in with a goal. Michael Langan had 3 points. Oisin Gallen hit four. Kieran Thompson had a couple in the second half. Ryan McHugh also got in the score sheet today. So there was another good spread of scores from a Donegal point of view. Kieran Moore got a couple as well. But the building blocks around this team of Jim McGuinness, as they continue to build, so they do. We hear Jim in regular interviews talk about that, and then the development of this team, the next stage of their development, as they're back in an All-Ireland semi-final for the first time in 10 years. We're going to get some reaction from the Donegal camp for you shortly. And the rest of the afternoon, Michael McMullen of the Gaelic Life will be keeping you up to date with this Kerry-Derry fixture. And are Derry good enough to make it back to the last four of the championship? We'll find out in a couple of hours' time.